Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kul sana tayyibin, my beloved. A very happy beginning of the fast of Advent to all of us. As you all know, yesterday the church announced to us that we are going to begin the fast of the Advent to prepare for the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are about to embark on a journey that is going to last 43 days, culminating in the birth of Jesus Christ and the beginning of the process of incarnation for the salvation of the world. And I think it's very befitting for us that if we're going to speak specifically today about anything in regards to how it is that we're going to prepare for the fasting period, it's also very fitting that today happens to be the feast of St. John Chrysostom. And St. John Chrysostom, as you know, was the patriarch of Constantinople in the 4th century. And the church, because of how wise he was and how beautiful the words of his mouth were, they gave him the title of Chrysostomos, the idea of him being that of the golden mouth. Why do we give him the title of the golden mouth? Because the church saw that everything that he spoke was wise and was as sweet as honey and was edifying to the church. Therefore, they called him the golden mouth. And today specifically, in the Coptic church, we celebrate his feast on the day that he departed. And I think it's fitting for us to be able to take a look not only at the readings of today, but also to talk about how St. John would have instructed us if we lived in the 4th century for the beginning of the fast. أنا عايز أقول لكم إن حكاية الصوم دي مشكلة كبيرة قوي عندنا. مشكلة كبيرة جدا. عشان للأسف إحنا كنيسة دلوقتي بقالنا فوق 2000 سنة عمالين نصوم وبرضه مش فاهمين معنى الصوم. It has been 2000 years that we have been fasting. We have been fasting for the longest of times. And yet today we still don't fully grasp the true meaning of what it means to fast. So instead of giving you my words today, I'm going to quote to you St. John Chrysostom. I'm going to quote to you a long passage, and we're going to dissect it together. This is from St. John Chrysostom's homily number 3 on the statutes. He says the following: "For the value of fasting consists not in the abstinence from food." معنى الصوم مش هنلاقيه في ايه؟ في الأكل. ما هيش حكاية ان الواحد يوقف أكل. It does not consist in the abstinence of food, but in the withdrawing from sinful practices. In the withdrawing of sinful practices. Since he who limits his fasting only to the abstinence from meats is one who especially disparages it. Anyone who thinks that fasting is only a matter of changing your diet, then what you have done is that you have thrown away the meaning of fasting. You have diminished it to the point where fasting has no point. Why? Let me ask you a question. If you are a person who's already a vegetarian, if you are a person who's already a vegan, انت اصلا حياتك ولا بتاكل لحمة وما بتحبش الجبنة وما بتشربش لبن, يبقى الصوم معناه ايه دلوقتي؟ هل دي معناها ان مفيش فرق بين الايام اللي احنا صايمين فيها وبقية الايام في السنة اللي احنا عايشين؟ A person who is vegan will feel absolutely no difference between the periods where he is fasting and the days where he is not. The problem is that if we diminish fasting only to the dietary needs, a list of menu items that we purchase, يبقى احنا كده ضيعنا ايه؟ معنى الصوم. But what is the true meaning of fasting? St. John says that it is the abstinence from what? From sinful practices. St. John says, "Give me proof. Give me proof that you are fasting by your works." It is said, but what kind of works? What do you mean, St. John, by this idea of show me your works? He says the following: "If you see a poor man, take pity on him. If you see an enemy, be reconciled to him. If you see a friend gaining honor, do not envy him. if you see a beautiful woman, keep walking and pass her by. Do not let the mouth only fast, but the eye and the ear and the feet and the hands, let all the members of the body fast. طب ازاي؟ ازاي نوصل لمرحلة ان الصوم بتاعنا ما بيقاش بس ايه؟ صوم البطن وصوم البق. لكن هنا بيقول لنا ايه؟ خلي العين والودن والايدين والرجلين كل حاجة فيك تصوم. So how do we get to the point where every part of our members, every single part of our body, every member in our body reaches a point where it fasts? He says the following: let the hands fast by being pure from avarice and greed. Let the feet fast by ceasing from running to the unlawful spectacles and unlawful places. Let the eyes fast by being taught to never fix themselves on things that are rude and inappropriate, or to busy themselves with strange beauties. For looking is the food of the eyes. But if this be such as unlawful or forbidden, it mars the fast and upsets the whole safety of the soul. What is it that our eyes eat? What is it that our ears eat? What is it that our heart and our thoughts and our mind and our hands and our feet, what is the food of all the members? And that is what we ought to fast from. That is what we ought to be preparing for. Do you eat flesh? Do you eat meat? He says. Feed not upon the lasciviousness of means of the eyes. Let the ears fast also. The fasting of the ear consists in refusing to receive any evil speaking about anyone. You shall not receive a false report, it says in the scripture. Let the mouth too fast from disgraceful speeches and railing. For what does it profit if we abstain from the meat of birds and fish, and yet we bite and eat the flesh of our brothers? 10. What does it profit if we abstain from eating the meat of birds and fish, and yet we bite and devour on the flesh of our brothers? The evil speaker eats the flesh of his brother and bites the body of his neighbor. And because of this, St. Paul utters and fearfully says, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. الصوم يا حبايبي مش مرحلة بس ان احنا ايه نفضي التلاجة من الحاجات اللي ايه بالنسبة لنا فطاري. في ناس ممكن تيجي تسأل وتقول ايه، طب يا ابونا انا بحب الفول، بحب الفول قوي وما بحبش اللحمة، اعمل ايه في وقت الصيام؟ Have you ever heard this before? A person who may ask, I absolutely love vegan food. I love fool and I love ta'amiyya and I don't like cheese and I don't like meat. What should I do during the fasting period? Should I begin to eat meat? Should I begin to eat dairy products so that way I'm fasting? But what does that tell you? It tells me that the person who is asking the question has made fasting into what? A list of food items that you can eat. We're missing the point, habibi. We're missing the point. If we are going to prepare so that for the next 40 somewhat days, we truly benefit from the fast, then every member of the body have to fast. How do we do this? By preparing. And therefore the gospel of today is very, very relevant. The gospel of today says what? Which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? What is he talking about here? Preparation. We know we are about to enter into the period of the fast. What preparation have I done? It is very easy to prepare when it comes to food. A few days before the fast, what do? We say we have to finish all the food in the house. We have to finish it. We have to. To the point where some of us will say what? We'll say we still have a little bit of meat and cheese and eggs. حرام ان احنا نرمي الاكل ده، فهنعمل ايه؟ نأجل الصيام. نأجله. We'll continue finishing all the food in the fridge and all the food in the pantry for the next couple of days until it's totally empty, and then we can fast. And this is probably the only preparation that we do. But where is the preparation for fasting of the eyes? Where is the preparation for the fasting of the ears, of the soul, of the heart, of the hands, of the feet? Where have we prepared for these things? How do I prepare for this? When the church set for us the gospel of today at the beginning of the fast, what it's telling you and me is sit down. Take a look at what you typically do. What do your eyes typically eat? If it is unlawful, stop it. Plan on stopping it. What do your ears typically eat? Figure that out. Look where it comes from and prepare to stop it. What does that mean? That means that at the beginning of the fast, maybe I have to make some serious decisions. Maybe I have to decide that from now on, the radio in my car will not go on during the next 40 days. And if it goes on, it will only be filled with prayers, with praises, with tasbihah, with things that are edifying. Maybe I have to change the playlist on my phone. Maybe I have to select a few people in my surroundings and I say, during the fast, maybe I should distance myself a little bit. Maybe I should decide that Netflix and the internet and Facebook and Instagram, all of it has to disappear during the next 40 days. Maybe I have to sit down and plan and see what has to completely be eliminated if I want to succeed in offering a true fast. But what does this, all of this have to do with the first sentence of the gospel of today? The first sentence of the gospel of today, ala fikra, is a sentence that unfortunately is often very misunderstood. Naraha ma'abad. Now a great multitude went to him and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father or mother or wife or children or brothers and sisters, and yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Unless a person hates father or mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Why? Is it possible that the Lord Jesus Christ here is encouraging people to hate their parents and their family members and their children? Is it possible that he is coming here and he is going against the commandments of Moses? The commandments that were given to Moses say what? Honor your father and your mother. And here he says what? Unless you hate your father and your mother, you cannot be my disciple. Is this contradiction? What does he mean by this? The church has always interpreted this as follows. If you hold those relationships to a higher esteem than God, you cannot be his disciple. You won't be able to follow him. And it is appropriate that today we read in the Synaxarium what happened to St. John Chrysostom. للحدق السنكساغ النهاردة في الحكاية وحياة الكديس يوحنا ذهبي الفم كتبوا إيه عليه وقالوا إيه. At some point he wanted to leave everything behind and become a what? Become a monk. He wanted to follow the advice of his good friend Saint Basil and become a monk. But what did his mother do? His mother, طبعا, she is a mother. She is loving. She cares for him. She wants to see him succeed. But what did she tell him? No way. لا يمكن. You did all of this. You studied all of this. We built you to become this. And now you're going to leave it so that you can sit in a cave by yourself. No. What did he do? He became a monk. He became a monk. This is an example of a person who became a disciple of Christ. A person who said, I will honor my father and my mother. I will love my father, my mother, my wife, my children, my brothers, my sisters. I will love them every single day of my life to the fullest. However, when I have to choose between pleasing God and becoming his disciple and pleasing the world and all of the relationships that are in it, I will choose God. He does not say, unless you hate them, you cannot get into the kingdom of heaven. He says, unless you hate these relationships and you love the relationship with me more than those relationships, you cannot follow me. You cannot carry your cross. You cannot be my disciple. Again, why is this important today? Because the number one reason why people break their fasts are because of these relationships. because I hold them in higher esteem than God. Especially the number one relationship that ruins all of us, which is what? My relationship to myself. He says it very clearly. And yes, even his own life also. Even his own life also. If I am not in the habit of telling myself no, I have to be able to reach a point where ascetically, with self-control, with self-discipline, be able to tell myself what? No. You do not need to take everything that you want. I do not need to give you everything you desire. You have to be told no. Why? Because if I choose the relationship with myself over the relationship with God, I cannot be his disciple. And the church comes to you and me today, and it says you have before you a great example like St. John Chrysostom. And you have the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, follow me and prepare. And the church tells you and me, prepare for the fast. We have 40 days. I know many of us say the Coptic Church likes to fast a lot, almost too much. Habibi, there's no such thing as too much. Can somebody say, I think you love your children too much? Can somebody say, I think you love your husband too much? Is it possible for us to tell God, Lord, stop loving me so much? Is there such thing as too much love? But how can we possibly say that when we fast and prepare our soul to make God our number one priority, that somehow that becomes too much? It is not about the food. Let me correct that. It is not only about the food. The food is a very big part of it, because the number one thing that pleases us is what we eat. And we know this very well, especially because of our culture. We love to eat, as you can see. And not only do we love to eat, have you ever heard the saying that says there are people who eat to live and there are others who live to eat? And we live to eat. And today, in North American society, you can find anything you want that is siyami, right? You can find veggie meat, you can find veggie cheese, you could find vegetarian and non-lactose, non-dairy milk. You can find anything that you want. بس عاملين نفسنا إيه؟ صايمين؟ فين؟ إزاي؟ صدقوني إحنا بنضحك على ربنا. وربنا عارف إن إحنا بنحاول نضحك عليه وبرضه إيه؟ بيبعت بركة وبيبعت نعمة. ما يصحش حبايبي خلاص. We have grown older than this. We have to now reach a point where we do not only fast about the food, every member of our body fasts. We prepare to say no to ourselves. We prepare to be able to say, Lord, I want to give you more. Not just my diet. I want to give you my eyes. I want to give you my ears. I want to give you my heart and my mind. I want to offer you everything that I have. And to do so, we need to prepare. And today we prepare. Today we sit with ourselves and we ask the question, what will I do over the next 40 days? Today we sit and we say, I will begin with the Eucharist, and the Eucharist will give me strength to go on. I pray that somehow, through the prayers and the support of St. John Chrysostom, and the blessings of the fast of Nativity, that every single one of us will be able to come at the end of this fast and be able to say, truly, Lord, I have done an offer where I have offered to you the best that I have, every member in my body. To God be the glory now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.